I'm here with Matthew Erickson, who is Deputy Graphics Editor for the New York Times. And Matt delivered a very, very interesting workshop yesterday on data journalism and some of the graphic stuff that his newspaper is doing. Fortunately, he's agreed to speak with me for a little bit. Matthew, if you could just tell us a little bit about the data team at the New York Times, or the graphics team, because it is, I think, one of the largest and one of the most advanced in the world. And just perhaps say a bit about what type of people work there and what kind of things you do on a typical graphics or data story.
Well, we have about 25 people or so in the graphics department, and it's actually a really good mix of people with a very, very eclectic backgrounds. And that's something we've actually tried to encourage as we've hired people over the years. We've got everyone from, we have three or four artists, like sort of what you think of as traditional, like hand-drawn artists, or also 3D artists. We've got four or five cartographers. We've got a statistician. We've got a whole bunch of people who came in from the journalism side of things, either because they started off as a reporter or they're just interested in journalism. Just it's a very eclectic mix of people, which is great. And then we also have three or four or five Flash and HTML JavaScript developers that work on the interactive side of things. And then we also work closely with another group in the newsroom who sits right next to us of 10 or so web developers who are more into the back end, sort of heavy, like heavy infrastructure and web development projects. And generally the way we approach projects is figure out if it's a story that's in the news, or if it's some data that we get, what we basically want to do is we look for ways that we can really take and bring that data to life by showing it visually, and really use different visual forms to sort of like really make what's interesting in that data pop out to readers. And so depending upon the project, we'll sort of divide it up amongst what particular like area it is. If it's a piece about, one I showed yesterday was Mariano Rivera, New York Yankees pitcher, like why he is such a terrific pitcher and why he's so good at closing out games. Like in that case, there were three or four people working on that. We had our sports graphics editor, who's a great, terrific reporter. We had one of our 3D modelers actually model out Mariano Rivera's pitching motion. Another one of our more sort of developer types took data from Major League Baseball and figured out mapped out the path and trajectory and speed of all the pitches, and figured out how to crunch that data and get it into the 3D program that then the 3D artists could actually use to put it together, and really just sort of edited the whole thing together into a seamless piece.
Okay, that's great. One other thing I wanted to ask you very quickly is, if do you have an example for our listeners, say, of your, you know, a favorite recent piece of work that you've done, or you know, something that they could go and take a look at or Google?
Well, I think probably actually some of the best stuff we've been doing recently has been our some coverage we've done of the Japan earthquake. And if you look at our stuff, it's actually, you'll see that we kind of approach it from a whole wide variety of angles, both from the, like, let's take the readers inside a nuclear reactor angle and, like, explain and show them what happens in a meltdown, but then also from the data side of things, too, like, what is evacuation zones, how many people live in those zones, what are the models of radiation saying about how much radiation you get at various points, and also some trying to map the radiation readings that are being reported and figure out ways to put them in context so they make sense, so that you're not trying to necessarily just like figure out what's a millisievert again, what's a sievert, like can we do things so that when you, on an interactive map, roll over a point to see the radiation at this point, can we say, hey, if you stood in that place for 12 hours, you'd get the same amount of radiation as a chest x-ray, for example. Like, just trying to find ways to really make that data more relevant and intelligible to people. So I think that's probably some of our best stuff recently.
Okay, great. All right, that was Matthew Erickson, Deputy Graphics Editor of the New York Times. Do check out the New York Times graphics, because it is some of the best in the world. And have a look at the journalism.co.uk editor's blog for more stuff from the International Journalism Festival. Thanks very much. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks.